As Stark, this is dictating on dictating on Alfred Lauritsen. Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D, Lauritsen, L-A-U-R-I-T-S-E-N. Alfred Lauritsen, date of birth is 4-5-38. Lauritsen is L-A-U-R-I-T-S-E-N. S as in Sam, S-E-N. This is a consult from Dr. Patricia Fredett, F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E-M-D. Patricia Fredett. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, history of pneumonia and multiple lung nodule. Paragraph, history present illness. This is a this is a 86-year-old male who had a prior history of COPD, was treated for pneumonia in September of 24. The patient has been on an Advair Diskus and uses albuterol as needed and was sent for a CT chest done done on 9/27/24. The patient's chest CT showed a spiculated nodule in the posterior right upper lobe measuring 1.1 by 0.4 centimeter, and a second nodule in the apex of the right lung measuring 8 millimeter. Following this, the patient was sent for a PET CT on 11/26/24, and the PET CT showed three spiculated opacities in the right upper lobe. With one upper lobe nodule measuring 10 millimeter had an SUV max of 3.3. The other two irregular opacities were not hypermetabolic period. The patient was then advised to have a CT needle biopsy, but following review by the radiologist, it was considered to be a high-risk procedure. The patient was then advised to go for a navigational bronchoscopy with biopsy. Period. The patient also had a follow-up chest CT on 2/19/25, and it showed the previous right low lobe mass-like consolidation to have resolved, and a new 4 millimeter subpleural nodule in the right low lobe was seen, likely post-inflammatory. The 1 centimeter area of nodularity in the right upper lobe had decreased in size and now more consistent with curvilinear pleural parenchymal scarring. And a 7 millimeter nodule in the right apex was stable. No other acute infiltrates are noted. Follow-up chest CT was suggested. There was ectasia of the ascending aorta. Period. The patient has shortness of breath with activity. He has an occasional cough and mild wheezing and denies hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. But he has had some weight loss. Next paragraph, the past history. The patient's past history includes history for diabetes mellitus type 2 and history for appendectomy in 1950, nasal polyps resected in 2000, and hand surgery is done in 2000, bladder cancer resected in 2023, and he has had a spinal cord stimulator placed in 23. The patient had a compression fracture of L1 that was treated and has had previous history for pneumonia. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 pack per day for over 20 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, family history, father died of old age, mother also died of old age. And I'm sorry, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies fatigue but had some weight loss. He has had cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. He has heartburn and diarrhea and constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. And he has no easy bruising or enlarged glands. He has muscle stiffness, no headache, seizures, numbness of the extremities, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Metformin 1000 milligrams BID, simvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Advair Disc 500 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Mirbitrec 50 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, mirtazapine 7.5 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams a day, solifenacin 0.5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's mild clubbing. No cyanosis, there's no peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128 by 70, pulse 74, respiration 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 144, saturation 95. HEND at nomophthalic, pupils are reactive, sleet over clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and distant breath sounds. Occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities with no edema lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is COPD with emphysema. Number two, multiple right lung nodules resolving. Number three is history of diabetes mellitus. Number four, history of bladder cancer. And next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He was advised that the nodules seem to be regressing in size, and we would need a follow-up chest CT in 3 to 6 months. And if there is any increase in the size of the nodules, a navigational bronchoscopy and biopsy could be attempted. The patient, however, does not want invasive procedures at this time. He will continue using the Advair Distif, 500 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff PID, and albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. A follow-up visit to be done after a CT chest is done in 3 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Patricia Fredette. Patricia Fredette, F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E, F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E, M-D. Patricia Fredette, M-D. Thank you. Let's start this is on.